Okay, Rabbi Osai. We just started the board of Gimel and Beis about Beis Knesset. Let's read again. Rav Chisel, Lister, Inish Beis Knesset, Adabani Beis Knesset, Achrisi. Ike da Amri Mishom Shiusa, because you might not rebuild it. Ike da Amri Mishom Tzluyei, because you have no place to daven. We're sure you'll rebuild it. You just have no place to daven. Meanwhile, my denayu, Ike venayu, de Ika, either the Gersa of Beis Knesset, Achrisi, or the Gersa of Dr. Lutzlige, which we'll come back to in a moment. Right, the Naftamina is, the truth is, almost all the Rishonim have Dr. Lutzlige. Our printed version have the Knesha Achrisi. Rabbi Yonah mentions both Gersos. All the other Rishonim that I've seen have Dr. Lutzlige. But, you know, the Gersa of the Knesha Achrisi is no Gersa, because Rabbi Yonah mentions that he's not sure there are two Gersos. Mirema Merzutra Satu Ubanu Be Kaita Besitva Ubanu Besitva Be Kaita. Okay, again, we pointed out it's a bit of machlokas for Shonim. How many shuls were there in Mirema Merzutra's town? Right, is it that they had one shul, but they built the Besitva into a Be Kaita, the Be Kaita into Sitva, or they're two shuls, and they got half a year in the Sitva and used that time to rebuild the Bekaita, and half a year in the Bekaita and used that time to rebuild the Sitva. Let's just start before we get into the, you know, the core of the what's going on in Sunya, with the question we've shown him of what's the relationship of Mereimar Umar Zutra to the previous line, because after all, we just said you can't be so ser ubone. You have to be bone of a sozer, but they were sotri bani. They went against the previous line of the Gemara. So obviously the point is, they had a reason for thinking that halakha of Rav Chisna didn't apply to them. What was the reason? So we find 1, 2, 3, 5 answers in Tosfos right here on the side, or this kind of dot in Tosfos on the side. And one other answer in some of the other Rishonim, right? One of the answers was Mereimar Umar Zutra. Let's just see how many shuls were there, right? So one answer, which they Tosfos, we'll call it Tosfos, even though it's a later Tosfos, which Tosfos refused to give, but which we find in the Rush and in Rabbeinu Yonah, at least according to one Gersa, is that Mereimar Umar Zutra are being machria, the two, the machlokas between the two, Ika da Amris. There's a machlokas, whether it's come Shiusta or Misham Tzluye, now Mina Dokhtu Tzluye. If you assume there were two shuls, then they had a Dokhtu Tzluye. During the winter, when they tore down the summer shul, they had the winter shul. During the summer, when they tore down the winter shul, they had the summer shul. So if you assume there were two shuls, then say that Sabru Kimanda Omar Tzluye. They hold like Mandarat Tzluye. Who says this? The Rosh says this. The Rabbeinu Yonah says this according to one Gersa. Meaning, according to the Gersa of the Kishna, according to the Gersa of the Tzluye. Probably the Rambam holds this. Because what does the Rambam say? How does the Rambam bring down the Mereimar Umar Zutra? Good question. He doesn't. He leaves that Mereimar Umar Zutra legamri. Now, you never know. It's always easier to indict what the Rambam said than what he doesn't say. Why did he leave something out? You can only assume why he left something out. Because who knows what reason he has. Maybe he thought it just wasn't a common thing, etc. But Parashas, the Rambam should bring down what's straight up in the Gemara. So the Rambam leaves out Mereimar Umar Zutra, so says, because the Mishnah, I think, is much of that. He says, why does Rambam leave out Mereimar Umar Zutra? He mustn't come like the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, that Mereimar Umar Zutra held like Mandar Mitzluye, but we know that we pass the Mandar Pshusa. How do we know we pass the Mandar Pshusa? The continuation of our Gemara, as well as the parallel Gemara Megillah. What does our Gemara say? The next line of the verse says, and what if they already have the money? Then we don't have to worry about Shia, maybe it's okay. What if they already bought the beams? You know, etc. So clearly, we have Shiusa. So, the Rambam would say, they are bringing this down, so they hold Tzluye. And then the next line, we have two ikadamris. Instead of your thing, like it usually would, this on the rail this way. No, Marina and Zutra obviously helps Suya because of what they did. And Ravina and Vashi and everyone who comes next obviously helps Yuta because of their conversation. Okay, so that's one answer. They held like Mandar and Suya. If you held like Mandar and Suya, there's two shuls of Pashat. Why did Tosos not give this answer? Lechora, for the same reason that the Rashba didn't like this answer, because it doesn't make sense that if there's two in the Amri, and the Gemara goes on and assumes one of them is right, that makes sense. And clearly we assume Tiyuta is right, because that's the whole Mahalo continuation of the Gemara, and the parallel Gemara of the Gil also assumes that view, that happen to notice it. It doesn't make sense that Marimah or Zutra would be against the Halacha, and, you know, maybe the Gemara wouldn't point it out, etc. So Tosos and the Rashba thought it was Dachuk, say they were against the Halacha, they want to fit them into Marimah and Shoots. So,
Rav Bednarz, can you make the screen a little clearer? It's pretty, it's not sharp enough to see what you write on the board. Oh, thank you. That's much better.
My amazing technological engineering know-how. That doesn't work, unplug it and plug it back in. Or restart as appropriate. Anyway, but all the other wanted to say that they even hold Commander Omar of Shiuta. So Tosos gives five answers to fit in with Commander Omar of Shiuta. What are Tosos's five answers? Number one, he said, have a kamo ika to you. This is what we have on the board. If you've been there one shul, then it's kamo to you. Well, we'll see later on if the shul is collapsing and it's looking at that person build a second. I pointed out on the board, I'm not going to go back. The Rabbi Megillah says it's because of Pioch Nefesh. The folks also think like the Russia. No, no. What it means is if you have no other option, then about lax this they were on. Here they had no here they had no other option because what do you mean no other option? I mean, if you can't continue in this shul, I mean no other option. If you can't continue in this shul, then you're allowed to take it down. Here they couldn't continue in this shul because when the winter came, they couldn't continue in this shul. It was just unbearable. When the summer came, they couldn't continue in the winter shul. It was unbearable. So it's like to Yuha because it's not dominable, right? It's not usable. Well, to Yuha because it's not usable. Just like a collapsing shul is not usable, this shul is not usable. Okay. The other chato says, what if there are two shuls? There are two shuls. Then you can't say the, maybe I have to go a little further. Kamo to Yua, because there's no other, let's say like the rush, because there's no other way, I take that back, because that's not going to fit in the close closer. There's no other way to build the new shul. There's no other way to do it. It's like Tiyua because the. Okay. No other option. What is the rush? Why don't I just read the rush formulation? Says the rush. Why do I have to come up with the formulation? Says the rush here, and obviously he's the source of this line in Tosos. Says the rush. What does Tiyua mean? Okay, there's no other way to build. Okay, the assumption is, I'm concluding this answer with Rush, with it, they had to make sitva. There was no other way to build if it was one shul to like transform into the other shul without taking that some walls down first. Okay, the second answer of Tosos, if you think there's two shuls, then there was another way. They could just build that shul over there. Without taking down that, they could just build that shul, build another shul without taking it down. So Tosa says, being shaved of Phoenicia, you made the Pomachal Kayu, so said, but I are going to Chazu Bay Tiyuma. He just makes an Okenta. The Okenta was Chazu Bay Tiyuma. They saw it was collapsing. It's a little funny. Why would they always see it was collapsing? We're not such quality, and they often collapse after a year, we pointed out. Then Tosa says the most interesting answer, but Od Nira. This also works only if there's two shuls. So says, Od nira im yesh bei kneses acher ein machosh. L'kuli alma mutter im yesh this Knefes Acher. Everyone agrees it's Mutter if there's another Shul. Why does everyone agree that it's Mutter if there is another Shul? Because, sorry, why does everyone agree it's Mutter if there's another Shul? Because when you have another Shul, what's the problem? Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the Nafkamina? You have to say, according to this, not like the Gears of our printed Gemaras, you have to say that the Gears of most Rishonim, the Gears of Dokta Metzluye, right, close with here, right, Tosh didn't even know there's a Gersa Beit Knesset. He only knew, most because he only knew the Gersa Beit Knesset. The Nafkamina is not if there's another Shul. There's another Shul is Mutter Kuleyala. The Nafkamina is if you have a place of Davin that's not a Shul, then Manda Ritzluye says you have a place of Davin, but Nanda or Shiuta says, we're going to have Shia, maybe you won't have a Shul anymore. Okay, we'll come back to that. Let's just mention that a bunch of Rishonim say this as well. Oh, sorry, we're supposed to write which we don't say that. Tosfos, and the Rashba, the Ran, and the Mukhe Yosef also go in that direction. They say if there's another shul, everyone agrees it is okay. Then Tosfos has two more deos. The other day of Tosfos is these also all assume they're two shuls. He says, "Oh, mishum kor v'chom ein lachosh shema yiftu." We don't have to worry about Shia because of the hot and the cold. What does that mean? There are two shuls. In the summer, they go to the summer shul, but they know when September comes in November, they're going to freeze. And therefore, we're not worried about Shia. Shia, we're worried about people not care about religion so much. But when they're in a shul, they're going to be cold in the shul. Then they have an incentive to make sure they build a nice warm shul. So we're sure that they'll rebuild it. And likewise, when they're rebuilding the summer shul or the winter, since they know it's going to get shmoyed and hot soon, and they don't want to shmoyed and hot, we know that they will rebuild it. So with some kor v'chom, that is also an answer of Tosos, and the Yad Rama agrees with this one. This is the Yad Rama's Derech HaMasogya. And the last answer of Tosos is Bizman Gadol Ein Lachosh Lipsia. Right? What does Tosos say here? Tosos said this is a Kiddush. The Manda or Rav Shiyusa is not worried they'll never rebuild it. No one's worried that they'll never rebuild it. The Manda or Rav Shiyusa is just worried that they won't rebuild it quickly. Ah, here they have 6 months, meaning they're in a rush. No one's doubting it for 6 months anyway. 6 months, no building project takes longer than 6 months. Right? Tell that to your contractor. That's what he said, meaning what the here Tosfos making a chiddush, Manda or Rav Shiyusa. What's he worried about? Is he worried about that you will never rebuild, or just that you will delay for many months, but no one thinks you'll never rebuild, right? Well, ain't kosher shem. Ain't kosher shem. Look, you've never plowed, right? So the pasuk shocks you, so we think you'll never rebuild, right? That's what it sounds like. From Rashi, Dilma Misri, Ones, Pashi, below Banu Akrisi. They won't build another one. Won't build sounds like won't build. The Rabbi Gershom says, Dilma Matri, Sharmili, below Bani Lane. Won't build sounds like won't build. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha in Hilchos Tfila, give me a second to find the Rambam, says, Shema Yerolim Ones Vilo Yivnu. Right. This is Rafi, Rabbi Gershom, Rambam, the old, including the answer to Tosfos, seem to hold like that, or the other answers to Tosfos hold like that. You always have to wonder. We're not going to do the Chishvonos because go prove everything. If there are five answers in Tosfos, does each answer agree with the other answer, just tell them something else, or if they disagree, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but here we have at least Tosfos, the favorite Achron, says, No, it's not that. No one expects you'll never heal. The problem is just it will take many months. In which case, the Kiddush is, by the system, it will never take more than 6 months. Therefore, there's no problem. And the Rashba, the Ram, and the Mukhe Yosef agree as well. As a matter of fact, what the Rashba and the Ram and the Mukhe Yosef really say is they're not exactly the same as four. What they really say is four plus six. What they really say is this. Is that if you have another shul and you have 6 months, then we don't worry. Why? Because meanwhile, you have another shul, and within 6 months, you'll for sure rebuild this one, right? Meaning they hold manda armor pshiyuta, some sort of, I guess, tzedinim, if you want to call it. Manda pshiyuta worries that you might take a long time before you rebuild the shul. But over here, since you have another score, then you get maybe the agreement today. You need to have a shul meanwhile, but if you have a shul and you have 6 months, then it is okay. Meaning, mutter and yesh based kinesis after the yesh man godol libnos based kinesis that. Okay, so far, I think I haven't said anything. Go.
Within number five, why is that logically any better scenario than not having another shul too? I mean, if they have one shul and they destroy it, then why not logically say that out?
Okay.
Great question.
So I think the answer is psychologically. Logically, you're absolutely right. Psychologically, it's different. Why? Because let's say you tear down the shul, we have no shul, so we all dive in at home. So you say, well, we have no shul. Yeah, but you know, we get used to diving at home, we don't have much of an incentive to rebuild the shul. But let's say we tear down the winter shul and we dive in the summer shul. No, don't feel saying, but logically, once the winter comes, we'll stop it at home, and then we have no incentive to rebuild the shul, etc. That's logically, that's psychologically. If there's no shul, we're diving at home, we feel good about ourselves diving at home. We have a good excuse to diving at home. So for now, we might be Moshe and not rebuild the shul. But in Corona, everyone made their own street vignette on their corner, so they wouldn't have to walk, you know, more than 10 meters to get the shul. And then, even if Corona ended, I mean, not that it ended, but whatever, the various, you know, ups and downs, they like the street vignette. If you don't have the shul, you're comfortable, you have no incentive. But if you're in a winter shul and the summer comes, start diving at home. You feel guilty diving at home. You're going to keep diving in the shul. But if you keep diving in the shul, you're going to be hot. And therefore, you have incentive to build the other shul. I think psychologically, it makes perfect sense. There's no shul, you have an excuse. If there's a shul with bad temperature, you have to go anyway, and then you stop. Okay. Now, this is explanations of Maremar and Marzutra. Now, we just want to ask a simple question. Right? What exactly is the shita, the manda ritzlui, we understand. We understand very well manda ritzlui. It means, meanwhile, you won't have someplace to dive in. Right? Meanwhile, you won't have someplace to dive in. Okay. And that's why you have someplace to dive in. It's okay. Or meanwhile, you won't have a shul to dive in. Therefore, if you have a shul to dive in, it is okay. Manda ritzlui, we understand. It takes time. Whether you like it or not, it takes time. I mean, unless you have a summer winter set up. Whether you like it or not, it takes time. And during that time, you'll be not davening. You won't be able to daven properly. How about manda armar pshiyusa? What's the svara of manda armar? What is manda armar pshiyusa worrying about? So one shot is that Tosos in what's the problem? What is the shot? What's the problem with the manga armar? What's the problem with that?
Is there any way to say that, like, it's also still a concern that you're never going to build it? And it's just like a psychological thing that stuff that you have a long time for, or not concerned you're going to never build it,
but isn't the opposite psychologically? If you have a deadline in 2 weeks, you'll work on it. If you have 6 months, then you'll just forget about it. But at the very least, I don't think it'll go in your direction. I don't see the typology in your direction. I don't see it. Okay, now, let's ask the following question. What is the, yeah?
I was just thinking like, oh, I have 6 answers for right
now. Okay. Okay, let me ask you the following question. What if Manda or Kiyusa, what we just wrote, if you have a Knesset Acher, what if you have another shul? Is Manda or Kiyusa still worried or is he not worried? Meaning, we hold up answer 4 or not. Right? Are you still worried or are you still not worried if you have another shul? So, if you say the Girsa of Beit Mishka Agrisi, that means that that's good for the Nafkamina. If you have another stool, then, again, in that room, if you look in my room, I didn't put them across, everyone says, well, maybe either Girsa could be left out. But let's think of yourself as a doctor. If it begins to make Shinchak Bisa, it means Manda Tzluye Mekel, and Manda Omar, you could say that Dr. Utsluya means any place you got on this. She will also place the daven. Meaning, it can be a priest as hard as they want. You could say it's not. You could place a daven, including the shul. But in terms of your gears with big fish, not greasy, then you could say it's also a discard. Even if you have another shul, it's also a discard. That's not doing that. If you have another shul, it's a discard. Because you have a nice place to daven, but it's usher. But what if you again, it could be locked after, but if you're a dyke in here says Dr. Luxluye, then what do we see? That if it's a doctor, it's like there's a place to daven, then Manar Kiyusa would answer. But if there's another shul, then there'd be no problem. And this is the sheet of Tosfos, Kiyusa Shlishi, right? Which is 3, 4, 4. There. And the Rashba, and the Ran, and the Yosef, they say what they're listed for. Okay. Why? Which of these makes more sense? Right? If you have another shul, could it be mutter or could it be usher? So you think, if you have another shul, what's the problem? Let's say, yeah?
Could there possibly be independent? Could possibly be usher breaking the shul?
Okay, good question.
Then I wouldn't be able to say that.
Okay, great. Right, this is exactly Yoni is mechaving to the Rabbi Yoli. So, what does over here we have a machlokas? A machlokas is ibid, and clearly, some Rishonim say, Mother Listor, Doctor Litsuye, if there's no place to not refuge for Shia, but if there's another show, why do you vote for Shia? And clearly, our years of Mars said, even there's another show, refuge for Shia. And who would seem to agree with this? It's a little hard to tell for sure who agrees with this, because if Rishonim don't say anything, you're not sure what they hold. But could be the other answers in Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam says they enlist Tosfos based on that they live those Acher Mekomo Olam Makom Acher in all circumstances, right? Because it depends what else there is, right? And here the Rambam is leading on another thing. This is the ethnic part of the thing. He could deny you go to Tosfos. So I think the Rambam could very clearly be on this side. Well, here we have the Maslokas, right? And maybe the other two roots of the Tosfos. Again, it's always hard to tell, but there's just many roots of what they're arguing, right? The Rambam and the gears of a Mishnah priest, you can say, even if there's another shul of Phil Usher. Postals and the Rashba and the Rabbin, the Rikhi Yosei, would say, and that's what's most Meduya, if you take literally the gears of Bokhul Sulu, you're not meaning only Bokhul Sulu. There's no not being a Mishnah priest. So what's the Svara? So the Svara here, I think for Postals is very clear, is, well, two different Svaras. Two different possible stars. One star is the Rosh and Ron Lukiyose. What do they say? They say, well, we're only Makel, right? If, right, you've taught, or not that we're only Makel, but we're sure that we'll rebuild it eventually, right? Maybe I should take that rule. Take that back. It's not only in this circumstance. What do I mean? The Rashba and the Rani Mukayosef says, they all say the same thing. They say that eventually you will rebuild the shul, and meanwhile, you have another shul. Okay, that's there. Svara, I'm less interested in that, Svara. Tosos doesn't say the Svara. Tosos just said, but Tosos is very clear. I don't think it's Tosos at that time. That's the last entry of Tosos. The Pashtos of Tosos is what's the Svara? And here, I think there's more challenging. Is that what's the problem? If you have another shul, what are you losing out? Right? If you take down a shul and you have another shul, then what's the problem? I don't think you're in the Bronx. All the Jews are the 100 and five. And you have 12 shuls. So you take down one of them to rebuild it. What if you never rebuild it? You still have 11 shuls for the 36 Jews left in the Bronx. What's the problem? Right? So the process of Tosfos is, you know, let me put this a little more succinctly. The process of Tosfos is that you still have a shul davening. If you still have a shul davening, then why do we need to make a gzeira? And what if you never rebuild the shul? So we never rebuild the shul. What do we need unnecessary shuls for? You still have another shul to davening. The assumption is you have a shul to davening, but you have another shul and they don't let you in. You know, or you have another shul where you could daven, right? You have another shul that allows you to enter the davening. So if you have another shul to daven in, then what's terrible if you don't rebuild it? Therefore, there's no problem. Okay, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ran, the Rashba, the Ran, okay, Yosef say a little different. They say that you have a shul, meanwhile, and they hold that we're not kosher for permanent shia, only for temporary shia, and you will eventually rebuild. Okay, but let's not focus on that, because if you ask why doesn't everyone agree with them, maybe everyone doesn't trust you to eventually rebuild the shul. The question is, why does the Rambam disagree with Tosfos? Yes?
It seems like for Tosfos, there is a unifying issue of that. And you wouldn't want to be without a shul because it'll have a bad temperature. And you wouldn't want to be without a shul.
Right. But the difference is that all the other answers will say you will for sure rebuild this one. Yet the answer is saying that even if you don't rebuild this one, there's no problem if you don't rebuild it, right? That's what Tosfos said. That's the portion of Tosfos, right?
You always have a place to die.
Right.
It's a concern. It won't be a time when you get.
Not the problem if you don't rebuild, because you still have a shul to dominate, right? That's a little different. The other days, I'm saying it is a problem if you don't rebuild, but for sure you're going to rebuild. Yeah, unless you want to add factors. So this is what's happening if you got Tosos. Kitzer, Tosos says, And this third answer, who cares if you don't rebuild? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's nice to rebuild. You know, people donate money for the shul, you should keep a shul going, and put their yisker plaques. But what's the deal if you don't rebuild? You still have a shul. Okay, now here's my question. So why did the Rambam disagree with Tosos? The truth is, even the Rashba and the Rambam and the Yosef disagree with Tosos, not on a practical level, but on a fundamental level, because they say only mother can virtually rebuild the bank. But they think it's important to rebuild. But what is the Rambam answer? Why does the Rambam think, and here you give more than one answer, hold on one more one, but why is it a problem with the Rambam? Makuli. Who's Makuli? Maybe other Estrentosos, certainly are printed years later. Why is it a problem if you have another shul? What's the deal if you take it down and never rebuild it? So what's the answer?
Taking away the Kedusha.
But so here, if you want to, you could say, you know what? But people will daven better if they have more options. Right? If you want to, you could say, well, it's better quality davening to have more choice of tools. I know, you wonder if that's a spoon of time tomorrow, or that's just us being, you know, petty. Petty and more diverse. Right, in the state of more things. Less local diversity. More global, but less local. Anyway, but Kitzer, what's the Pashuk Shah? The Pashuk Shah is maybe the fundamental closing post from the Rambam here. Tosos, at least in the day of thing. The problem is the people. The answer is the people, the governors. They need someplace to adopt it. And Madam Shiusa says, we're afraid they'll never rebuild it, but if you ever know the shul, then what's the problem? Right? The answer is the people. They judge the people. Maybe the Rambam is what Shikase. So what's the famous sheet of the Rambam? There's a famous sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says in, it's a bit, the Rambam says in, it's a bit of a myth and obscure Rambam. Right? He doesn't say this in the Sefer Mitzvot, but in the English and Torah, he relists the Mitzvot. From the Sefer Mitzvot, as I've done on the Mishnah Torah, as he claims, the Mishnah Torah is organized conceptually, and one of the ways it's organized conceptually is around the Mitzvot, which is why, right, at the beginning of each part, he says, these are the Mitzvot that I'm going to explain in these parts. So he says in the 65th law, Shul Abed, not to destroy, be some Mitzvot, Shul Batek Nisio, Shul Batek Midrash, Shul Batek Nisio, there's a lot, which means you're not allowed to destroy the Bisham Mikdash. Then the Rambam, being finished, it's not only the Bisham Mikdash, also about the Knesset, about the Midrashos. It's not about the Davener, it's about the Mavel. You're not allowed to destroy a Shul, it's us who are to destroy a Shul. And likewise, says the Mordechai, what's important about this Rambam is the Rambam seems very clear to the rights, because the minion is only the rights. The Mordechai sounds like it's at least similar, connected to a Daraisa. But he doesn't say explicitly, but he sounds like that as well. He says, Asher lin tot dar b'mesa knesset, you're not allowed to destroy a shul, the tanim sefrei, and I know the evan v'heichol nevzeh v'nazara, the Mordechai Megillah, who will tafet, tamal omar, et cetera, lo sasun king, la shem lokechem. Okay, he doesn't say explicitly this is the Daraisa, maybe he means similar to the Daraisa. But he certainly sounds weird at all. Maybe the etzem, there's an issue to destroy a shul. And even if you don't agree that etzem, there's an issue to destroy a shul, maybe the etzem, there's something usher about having less kedusha, less kedusha walk over the world. Right? So maybe there's a fundamental machlokes, like this is the only fundamental chakir, or moed, the fundamental chakir here. Maybe it's the Rambam, Mishnitase, well, you have to add one thing, that usher the etzem. Let's start. It's Knesset. It's Asher Be'etem to destroy a shul. And therefore, who cares if it doesn't affect the dominers? I know. If you want to write, you say affect the dominers, because more shuls gives you more options for, like, you know, a minion where, you know, they have the right color hats that make you comfortable, they have the right speed that makes you comfortable, the rabbi uses a dress that makes you comfortable. But it's not the way they work. Right? Maybe there's an etzem of focus here. What is the etzem problem? Is the etzem problem about the people, or is the etzem problem about the shul? Also, say the problem is the people need somewhere to daven. But if the people have somewhere to daven, there can be no one that would answer. Not on the shul, not on the shul. The people aren't going to suffer, meaning their religiosity is not going to suffer. What's the problem? And the Rambam might answer him, no, even the people don't suffer in terms of their ruchnius, but the people suffer because the etzem, it's bad to destroy a shul. Ah, so then why can you build fruit? Why is it okay to destroy a shul if you build rebuild it? Right? I mean, it's only shashi don't rebuild it. If you build it, it's okay. So that's, you have to follow the Mordechai. Says Mordechai, the nutzas almanas live knows that's different. If the destruction is part of rebuilding, then that's different. That's sosu almanas live knows that's molech mashevis. That's not ibud, right? Kalka was butter and shabbos, but sosu almanas live knows is higher. The sosu almanas live knows that's not an iser. The sosu shalom almanas live knows is an iser. And then we understand the shash. The shash is you might be kosher. Yeah? If you're kosher, you were so social on us the dose. And then we've done an isser, maybe even the rice of Los Asim Kino Shabu Kehan, since the rabbi is the only one who's feeling the force that finished the rice up, and we're talking about the only one who's really, I didn't say foolish, but whose schema is most of the foolish, then that it's usser, even if you have a big nishka, increasing. Because that's a shash of Soter Shlomanas Libnos, which is an Aveira Be Etzem. Okay, this is not my Chiddush. Even though when you read this Gemara, if you're alarmed, then this is like the first question you ask yourself, right? Ah, you saw problems take down a shul. Is the problem because of the people dominating or the problem because of the shul? Manner Tzeluye says, Tzeluye, that's clearly the people dominating. No two ways about it. Manner Tzeluye, the people need. But Manner Shiusa, what do you say to yourself? Is he arguing technically on Manda Amar Tzeluye? Yeah, I'm just more worried about more possible scenarios of the people not being able to daven, or different scenarios of the people not being able to daven rather, or is he arguing the etzem? You think the problem is just the people davening? I think the problem is not just the people davening, but also, or alternatively, the etzem kedush shamako, and then that would lead to this nafkamina to the Ramban. You need to fill the same with one Mishnah Berurah, what he says in the Bir Halacha in the end of Kufnut Beis, which is the siman of this, sugya in the Shulchan Aruch. He says that he just said you have to add one kiddush. It's mutter to build it first and tear it down later. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, when you build it first and tear it down later, that's called sofer amanas livnos. Because you only build because you counted on tearing it down later. And therefore, whether you tear it down, even if you tear it down later, it's called social amanas livnos. The only thing that would be usser is to tear it down and never end up building. Because then, like Mill said, it's social amanas livnos. So I think that is perhaps the most fundamental focus here in the sugya is the isser. Because the people is the isser. Because of the shul, let's just repeat this back here for a second, is the yisod. Because of the people or because of the chesa, right? Gabra chesa. Ooh, we can make ourselves sound like the left fancy brisker. Gabra chesa, right? That the people will be able to die or that you're destroying the chesa. So it actually is Gabra chesa. Right? Is it about the people dominating or is it about the Siras Kedusha? Manda Amar Tzluye is very, very clear. Just look at his logic. Manda Amar Tzluye is only worried about the people davening. Again, there's two formulations. Maybe he's worried that people won't have anywhere to daven, and therefore just the Tzluye is okay. Maybe he's worried they won't have a good place to daven, therefore there's another two that's okay. But what about Manda Amar of Chiusa? He doesn't really say, Manda Amar Tzluye says, my problem is Tzluye. Manda Amar Tzluye says, my problem is Chia. Which doesn't really say what it's problem. So that he said it's a machlokes. Tosfos says, mutter in yesh. They step it up there because then there's no problem with nothing. While the Rambam, again, it's a silence to the Rambam. I think this is a relevant silence because not just he didn't bring a cute story, it's that he didn't bring the actual main nafkamina that the Gemara discussed. The Rambam and our Girsa says, Aser Afilu Engage Beit Knesses Asher. Okay, now I just want to end with.
Rabbi, isn't there a third possibility that you can't have a Jewish community without a Beit Knesset? Just like Eretz Yisrael can't be without a Beit HaMikdash. So it's not necessarily for the people, but it's for the community. So there's a middle chart.
Sticking that with the people. you know, people, okay, I'm sticking out with the people, because you're right, it's not necessarily every Yahid needs to make guesses, but Tzibur needs to make guesses. I'm sticking out with the people. You know, it's a subtle difference of outlook, but for our purposes, the people. Now what I want to point out is, if you really read the Rosh from Ranan with Yosef carefully, I think if you really read them carefully, then, no, I take that back. They really think that they're really with the Tosfos. What's the problem? If they don't have a shul, what do they say? It could take 6 to 8 months to rebuild. Right? So if they don't have another shul, then meanwhile, they want to maybe place go to daven. But if they have another shul, well, that's place else go to daven. So just add Tosfos, Rashba, Ran, and Yosef. Why do I keep separating them? Because I'll point out that even though they interpreted Mandar or Shusa like Tosfos, they throw in that they also hold to the Rambam. They don't think that that's the main point of Mandar or Shusa. So what do they say? They say, Tosfos says, Mutter, there's another shul. Who cares if they don't build it? They say, it's Mutter because there's another shul. They have someplace good to daven. The people's religiosity is not going to suffer. But they also add, and eventually they'll rebuild this shul. Meaning, they also think the main point of Shusa is a problem that the people want to stop the daven temporarily. But they also admit that if they never rebuilt this shul, not that that's the point of Mother Shusa, it would be an Avera, even if they had something good to daven. Why? They also admit the Rambam's right, that if you build the shul and don't rebuild it, it's a problem with Hetza. They just don't think that among the Amar cheating stuff. So today, they admit this is an Isser. But in Oshishin Hakvinsius, they admit it would also be usher to take down a shul even if the people didn't suffer. But Vinsius, they think that we're only afraid of labor many months. We're not afraid of labor forever, so it's not a problem. So really, they're a bit of a tzedina. I mean, what do they say? They say the Rambam's also right. If you took it down and never rebuilt it, it would be an Isser in the Katsa. However, we don't think that will happen, and that's not what's discussed in our sugya. What's discussed in our sugya is the Gavra doesn't have any place to go to daven, and therefore, if there's another shul, the Gavra would have some place to go to daven. Meanwhile, okay, so that is the I think most important chakira is this is in the Chefta or in the Gavra, and the Rashi and the Yosef. That's exactly in our sugya. Our sugya chooses in the Gavra. There are toasts aside. But they also, unlike Tosfos says, it's within the Gavra. If the Gavra is another shul, who cares if you don't rebuild it? They say, it's within the Gavra. If there's another shul, they have someplace good to daven. But in addition to this Tosh, wouldn't it be bad for them never to rebuild it? Oh, eventually they're going to rebuild it, and that's not what's discussed in our sugya. So they also admit, Rambam is true, just that's not what's going on in our sugya. Okay.
Is that something?
Yes.
I think the Rambam says it already in the Sefer HaMitzvos, because he says she's Hirano Mitotz Ma'abed Batei Avodata.
You're right. Yeah, I forgot that. The Rambam, even the Sefer HaMitzvos, not so explicit, but he said when Tod's Batei Avodas Hakel. Now, you could say Batei Avodas Hakel means all the houses of Avodas Hashem, whether it's the Bayis Rishon or the Bayis Sheni or Mishkan Shiloh, you know, but... So, if it was just that, I don't know, but obviously in light of this, you go back to Sefer HaMitzvos, you say, Bati Avodas HaKelim, he's Jivanash. It depends on Avoda means. Does Avoda means Avodas Karbanos? Or Avoda means what we call Avoda, right? So you might have thought he meant there Bati Avodas HaKelim, Avodas Karbanos in Sefer HaMitzvos. And why are there plural Bati? There's Bai Sheni, Bai Rishon, and Mishkan Shiva, and Nov, and Gilgal, and etc. But obviously, looking back after the Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah, you see, no, Bati Avodas HaKelim means what we call Avoda. Not the Rambam Sefer Avoda. Means any place you serve God, which means even shuls, so you're right. I might have been Masufet if not for this Iwai Nosa, but with this Iwai Nosa, I see that he said it also in the Sefer HaMitzvos.
Okay, I think that the Rambam's first halacha in Hilchos Beis HaBechira makes it clear that the Batei Avodat HaKel includes Batei Mikdash, Batei Knesset.
In Beis HaBechira?
The first halacha, the opening halacha.
Okay.
We define it's the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash as beit avoda l'Hashem.
No.
Well,
that's circular reasoning. I think there by avoda he means avodas hakarbanos.
He says explicitly not like that.
What?
He clarifies what he means.
In Pesach Bechira?
Right in the beginning.
What do you mean? Mitzvah lasos bayis Lashem mucham yos mafir bar karbonos.
Continue reading.
The chugim l'shol tom b'shana, farnishtarish b'tor mishkan, etc. Where do you see anything about shuls?
He doesn't say shuls explicitly. He says anything that's considered a beit avodat, things that are avodat, beit avodat Lashem, which includes tefillah.
Yeah, okay, I'm not convinced. Okay, we can debate it later. Moshe. So, Tosas doesn't say you can go and destroy it, meaning that's precisely the Yoni, show it to be here, etc. But Tosas at the very least says, we're not worried that you might destroy and not rebuild. I mean, he doesn't say Lechatchila, but he does say maybe Lechatchila, everyone admits it's not good to destroy a shul for no reason. Although, the truth is, I'm a sofik. It could be he wouldn't say it's Lechatchila. Still, you know, it doesn't look nice, but the etzem is not a bad thing. Or you might say even Lechatchila is water. I'm not sure. But if it was Lechatchila, I would say it's very light kind of Lechatchila. Maybe it says five problem, you know. Okay, fine. Let's go back to the Gemara a little. Back to the Gemara is really, I just want to make some interesting aros, and I want to be a tema on the Gra. So let's go to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, from here on, we're assuming Q-tel, right? Let's go. If you already collected all the money and it's sitting there, the money's in the bank. Are we still worried about Q-tel? Or the money's in the bank? What Q-tel to the bank? Here we have two different Gersos, Rabbi Gershom, and our printed has Pidyon Shvuyim. The Rambam and the Yad Ramah have Milsa, and others have Milsa the Mitzvah. So, did you get the word already, John?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have Pidyon Shvuyim or Milsa the Mitzvah, and you will spend the money, and then you won't have a shul. So we're still worried about Shia. Sweetie Livni, the Hadri Hordi Makti Shuri, if the bricks are piled up, and the beams are already in the cut and lying there, and the big beams, I don't know how to say in English, using small beams and big beams, probably the word that I don't know, are lying there. My I'm gonna zimbal basically pinish swim is maybe they'll be pinish swim, and I don't have to sell them and use the money. So here we have this sort of two-step, this two-step process. This is a very technical point, but we will put it on the board. The Gemara has two steps in the Gemara. It has money. You might spend it for pinyin shvuyim, for something. We don't know what the gersa is. Funny, that's why there's so many gersas here, right? There's the money, and there's the materials. There's the next step, which is already built. Right? But let's take one step at a time. Here we have Rabbi Gershom. He has the Gersa of Pidyon Shvuyim and Pidyon Shvuyim. Okay, so you could say, in the Havamina, I guess they thought we wouldn't sell materials for Pidyon Shvuyim, but really, we would sell either of them for Pidyon Shvuyim. Okay. So what I thought the having is maybe the money would use to finish Shvuyim, but we wouldn't sell the materials to finish Shvuyim. No, we would. Our Gersa is not our Gersa. However, the Rambam and the Yad Ramah's Gersa was Melsa the Mitzvah and Pinyon Shvuyim. So what is the Yad Ramah say? The Yad Ramah and the and the Rabbeinu Yonah also have that Gersa. Okay. Let's say Rabbeinu Yonah has the other Gersa. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Yad Ramah, the Rambam have the Gersa of Milsa the Mitzvah, which we assume means Daka, and Pidyon Shvuyim. Here we have a difference. The money we'll use for Tzedakah, but the materials will only sell for Pidyon Shvuyim. Is that a sociological difference or a halakhic difference? Meaning, there's a difference. But why is there a difference? Well, Yeah, we have machloket to show them how to read our Gemara. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah right here. Hey, you have to read the Rishonim carefully. Says Rabbeinu Yonah right here. He says, give me a second. That's Rabbeinu Gershon. That's not funny. Sorry, Rabbeinu. Here we are. Dilma Misri Pilyasui Abdul Gula be the inch of the booty most of the Mithu of the Daka, Akhija Khana Kokak, the Krivi Churi, the Sri Lifni, a truck on a serum, the time it's Mokam Akram, Kolokam, Pinyan Shuyam, what is his day? Law be the inchy. People don't usually. Sociologically, if there's money, they would use the money for any good purpose, and then they won't build a shul in this Chia. But they won't sell the beams and the bricks for other mitzvahs. Love the inchy. Not the derech name of them, sociologically. However, if it's in Shuyim's, it's such an emergency, they would. So here we have two pshatim. One is Rabbeinu Yonah, and one is the Rambam. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it is sociological. Right? Sociological. People would spend on tzedakah. People wouldn't spend on tzedakah, or not spend, people wouldn't sell it for tzedakah, only pinyon shvuyim. Our Gemara is telling a sociological difference, saying, well, what if there's the money? No, sociological people spend on tzedakah, there's pia. What if there's already beams and bricks? Wooden bricks, sociologically, people wouldn't spend it's not. Sociologically, it's been a big issue for you. However, the Rambam says differently. So if you look at the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? If they answer your shagam, most of them make some mikdash, and they have a bar mitzvah, they can spend it. But if they bought a bona mikdash, long you grew with bar mitzvah, el opinion shuyim, this is the halakha for the Rambam. Says the Rambam, it is a halakha. Mutter lehotzi al bar mitzvah. Mitzvah, right? Mutter lehotzi al dvar mitzvah. Asur limkor lidvar mitzvah. Ella rak lepidyon shvuyim. Okay, so in this first stage of the Gemara, the difference between money and beans, Rabbi Gershon's Gershon is no different. They both would might sell for pidyon shvuyim. What could they do it for other mitzvahs? We don't know. Everyone else in Gershon says there's a difference. Now, Yom says sociological, and the Rambam says halachic difference. Now let's go to the next stage. The Gemara says, "What about?" That even if it's built, they make sellers for paying the premium. No, a person doesn't sell his house. Once a school is built like your house, you don't sell for paying the premium. So what do we see here? We see here that materials. You sell for pidyon shvuyim. For pidyon shvuyim. However, a built shul, you don't sell for pidyon shvuyim. And Tom Homer after anything else.
Right.
And therefore, once it's built, you can take down the first shul, because now there's no more shas chia, because once the second shul is built, you won't sell it ever. Is this difference sociological or halachic? Is this difference sociological or halachic?
Why is that to be allowed to real?
That's a good question. The round that's what it seems to be. It seems to be that, it's a little funny. Like, is there one that you thought here, or is it just a judgment call on a Baal Meir quantitatively? I'm not sure I have a good one that you thought. So maybe the point is not. Using the money that's for a shul, since the money is not close to being a shul, therefore, there's only a week required to use it for a shul, and any mitzvah could override that. Or things like this. Money has nothing to do with being a shul. The money is pledged for a shul, but it had in itself, the chefza is not shul-oriented. Therefore, you can use it for any mitzvah. once you're made by bricks and wood, the chetza itself is a chetza that's only useful for shul. Now, there's a fee to use for shul, and that fee was only overridden by Pidyon Shvuyim, so it's a mitzvah. So, yeah, okay, I know I didn't say one of the Pidyon, just now here. Okay, is Shana the Gemara, does it sound like the difference is sociological or the difference is halachic?
For the built shul, for the materials that they have like, involved in the
I wouldn't apply also with the Okay, but you didn't answer my question. The Gemara, does it sound like the difference is sociological or halakhic? What? Sociological. Let's say, dear Sega Inchi Lomazami, a person wouldn't sell his house, and if you wouldn't sell your house, you wouldn't sell your shul, right? Because you feel like you're at home in shul. It's about diversity. She lom is davening. Lom is davening is what people, it's not a halacha. Is there a halacha? Someone doesn't sell his house? No. That's a little thing you don't sell your house, and every somebody will lose their houses. Someone wouldn't sell his house. Someone wouldn't sell his house for Pinyin Shmuyim. Is that a halacha not to sell your house for Pinyin Shmuyim? No. It's a sociological minute. You don't sell your house for Pinyin Shmuyim. Maybe in some philosophical sense, what's more important, me having a house or this person being Padoy, etc. But it doesn't matter. You don't sell your house for Pinyin Shvuyim, right? Even though, okay. There's a guy named Peter Singer. I think he would tell you you should sell your house for Pinyin Shvuyim, but he is not a Talmud Chacham, and he doesn't really know Derek Neodam either. He's just a weird philosopher, a problematic philosopher, correct. But... it sounds like sociologically, they're not going to sell their house, and that's exactly what the Rebbe Yonah says Rebbe Yonah. Ain't dark on the Bachar, much like it's modern fellowship British for you, but no one would. And likewise, says the Yad Ramah, he said, let me just find the line. He says, Mirza, the Angel of Dali, Angel of Mirza, the Losh Chichrahi. It's Milsa Zloshkicha to sell a shul for a pigeon shooting. You could, but it's Milsa Zloshkicha. So one answer is, why? There's Rabbeinu Yonah and Ramah, the Yad Ramah, it's a sociological difference. Materials is mutter and people would do it. When it comes to build shul, it's mutter to sell shul in shmuyim, but people wouldn't.
Why is it right away shul? You really mean a house? Don't build.
I mean a build shul. When you finish building the shul,
that comes after house, doesn't it? Isn't there a stage? You're not building.
You won't sell your house. You also won't sell your shul. It's an umdina. Sociologically, I mean umdina. People wouldn't sell their shul. The Rama, of course, is different. But what does the Rama say? Again, the same Rama says. About embodying the gomru, if they finish building, lo yimkos, they said, you're not allowed to sell shul pinyin, you're allowed yimkos, but you don't have a tzibur. Rather, you have to get in the collect. Okay, the big debate in the Achronin, what is that? Can't collect. But that's not our idea now, that was the shot. It was quoted in the Beis Halevi. Says the Ramban, he says it's halachic. He says, mutter, and part. But a school that's built is Usher Linkar. Okay, that's reasonable. Basically, the Rama has the shita. The closer it is being a shul, the more the chet is shul specific. Money is nothing for shul. Just coincidentally, money is for shul. Bricks and beans are part of it. Are going to be part of the shul, and a shul actually is a shul. So therefore, the closer a shul it is, the less chet you have to divert it to other things. The problem with the Rambam here is that he's against our Gemara. Because our Gemara doesn't say it's Osir. Our Gemara says you wouldn't sell your house. You wouldn't sell your house is not a Lashon of Isser Hector. You wouldn't sell your house is a Lashon of psychology. So here's the problem with the Rambam is it against the Lashon HaGemara on Dirsay the Inche. Rome is Dabni, or whatever exactly is the Gerith of the Gemara. The Gemara says that there are many others, it's an umdin in psychology. And the Rambam says it's a halacha. So the Gra is desperate here. And the Gra decides to invent that the Rambam had a different girsa. What did the Gra say in Shulchan Aruch? So the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rambam, Kedarko Bakodesh. In the Ukvar Loyim Kuroso, says the Gra, Kati girsa so sham, Banu lo, Avil Figursa Shalom, Ash with the matter. Our girsa, but the Rambam had a different girsa. He didn't have the girsa of girsa de Inshi Lomazavni. He didn't have the girsa of girsa de Inshi Lomazavni. He had the different girsa. You know what his girsa was? Aval banu lo. But if you built it, it's not mutter. Okay, he changed the girsa. Easy way to answer. Hashem the Rambam lost more to change the girsa. Question is to distribution. So here I have a team on the Gra. Why do I have a team on the Gra? Because the Gra is much smarter than me. But I have a better answer than the Rambam than the Gra. I know how that could be. You could say my answer to the Rambam was wrong. But I think it'll be him if it is right. The game on the draw. Anyway, what are you going to answer? Answers. Number one says the draw. He makes a new Gersa in the Gemara. Okay. I mean, it's an easy way to solve every problem. Anytime it would be in the Gemara, say they had a different Gersa in the Gemara. But we don't normally like to do that. I think the answer is flush it. It's just a force more in Brachos. What does the Gemara say in Brachos of the Samach Gibel? Okay, there's a long discussion there. What are you allowed to do in a shul? What are you not allowed to do in a shul? Right? For example, are you allowed to wear shoes in shul? Are you allowed to wear shoes on harabais?
No.
No. Are you allowed to wear them in shul?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you allowed to spit in shul? And nowadays, don't spit in shul. Our standards changed. But in the old days, you're allowed to spit in shul. As a matter of fact, if you meet any old European yidden, now you're allowed to spit in shul. But you have to spit at shul in one part of the davening, or I don't know if it's politically correct to say which. But
Shehemish Tachavim.
The truth is that it's an Aleinu before about not from Korosh not from Motif, right? Shehemish Tachavim have more Rick. Right? We don't have such old European given anymore.
But they didn't even have that here.
Okay. Anyway, but you're not allowed to use a shul as a shortcut. You're not allowed to use a shul as a shortcut.
Yeah.
Okay, why? I mean, where do we get the dinim of what you're allowed to do in a shul, what you're not allowed to do in a shul? So what does Rava say in Tzav Gimel and Aleph, they're all the way at the end of the Sefer Brachos? Where do we get the dinim of a shul from? From a house. You have to treat a shul at least as well as a house. Obviously, you have to treat a shul better than the house because you're not supposed to even drink and sleep in a shul and you can eat, drink, and sleep in your house, but at least as well as your house. Would you spit in your house? Again, nowadays you wouldn't, so don't spit in shul, but in those days they would. When you wear shoes in your house, in Japan they wouldn't, but we always did, and of course you would. Would you let someone use your house as a shortcut? No. You know, if you want to go to the neighbor's, cut through the backyard to the neighbor's, don't go to my front door and out my back door. That's chutzpah. Go around through the driveway. So that's what Rava says. Again, I don't care about the examples and, you know, their lifestyle, our lifestyle. The principle is good. Key base. So you have to treat a shul like your house. My base, like a pantry, a cup and inchi, or a kikum in a little cup and inchi. I'll face it. Math test. If the mafurish were in beta, you have to treat a shul at least as well as you treat your house. So I think that answers the Rambam. It's just a socio-psychological umdum that someone wouldn't sell their house for pinyan shuya. Yeah, but it's a gemara in Brachos that you have to treat your shoe. It's a halacha to treat your shoe like you treat your house. Just like psychologically you wouldn't do kapandra in your house. That becomes a halacha not to do it in shul. Just like I venture to say against the gemara, nowadays psychologically you wouldn't spit in your house. So it becomes a halacha not to spit in shul. Again, they do a gemara nowadays. Likewise, since psychologically you wouldn't sell your house for a charity campaign, it becomes a halakha not to sell the shul for charity campaign. You have to treat your shul as well as your house. And then the Rambam is very pashut. I think it's pashut the Rambam didn't have another girsa. He should have had our girsa and put it together with the Gemara and Brachos. Kachinirli is tighty. The only thing is, if this is a true answer, why didn't the Gemara think of it? That's what's our key on which I don't know. I mean, there's some people who didn't think of something. I don't know if they were smart enough. Can't say that here. But Nirli is tighty. It's very pashut. It's LP Gemara Brachos, which says, whatever is not Derech B'nei Adam for a house is author for a school. I think that's shot in the Rambam.
Okay,
fine. So where's the task?
There in your day.
Okay, so okay, Baruch Hashem to the task. Okay, why the Gargoyle the task? Now we can lead up to them to debate. So it's the task. The top right there, okay. The Baruch Hashem, that's the someone told me that's in the Torah and academia. If you say a Kiddush in academia, and then someone shows you it was already written in the book, then you're worthless. If you say a shot in Torah and someone told you that it's written in an old book, then it shows that you're learning well. The Taz said, but obviously the Taz had this Goren Brachos mind, I think, like, why wouldn't he? So two ways of answering up the Rambam. Let's just read one more line that's not in the Samara, but that's in Tosos. Tosos makes a finish here. Says Tosos, and again, I'm going to keep asking the same question with every line. Says Tosos, Ihafi Kibanya Nami, Perush Ad Sheyis Palaluba, until you daven. But once you've gotten it, no. What is Tosos saying? Let's bring up Tosos here. It doesn't say this in the Gemara. This is only Tosos. Okay, why does Tosos say it? Beis HaLevi suggests good reasons why. The Beis HaLevi suggests a few good reasons why Tosos might say it, but. This is the Shita of Tosos, and Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing here. What? The very short one, that's four words long. What did Tosos say? Say, the Havamina was, you would sell a built shul for Pinyon Shruyam. That Havamina, that sell a built shul for Pinyon Shruyam, was only if it built, but not yet davened. Once you dominate it, there's not even a Havamina. What's Tosos saying? Tosos saying that. Also, Rabbi Yonah says the same thing, that if it's built, what did Tosos say? If it's banu, vilo, hispalalupo, then, habamina, sheyim kiruhu, lepidyon shvuyim. But if it's banu, hispalalupo, then it's pashut shelo yimkiruhu afilu l'pidyon shvuyim. The Gemara's question was not that they think someone will sell the one day the rabbi will get up and the president sell the young Israel for pidyon shvuyim. No, it just means you built it, but then it start dying there yet. The having you'll sell pidyon shvuyim and even must not know. Maybe it's research if not money. Why is there a difference if you dominate it or not? Okay, guess what are the two possible ways of explaining this difference? You'll never guess in a million years. What are the two ways of explaining the difference? Is it sociological or is it halachic? Rabbeinu Yonah, Tosus doesn't say. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's sociological. The Beis HaLevi, when he reads Tosos, he says it's halachic. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, sociologically, that's. We think people would at first sell a built shul and then say they wouldn't, but we always knew people wouldn't sell a shul they dominate. No, come on. No one's going to sell a shul they dominate. But we think they'll sell a shul that's built, and in the end, they won't.
Like, it's not like they live in it for 10 years and then they go over to live in it once.
Once they live in it once?
Before.
Because
they're good. They're fine. It's like
Because
more happier about the house.
No, because
Yishra Das. Yeah, the Yishra Das.
No, you know, the Yishra Das, they're comfortable in the house is theirs, and that relationship is cemented, just like Iris and Shilakaka, and now that relationship is permanent, and they're willing to be distracted by other things. Because the relationship is permanent. I think that matches for you, know.
They were willing to risk their life, but they never have it again.
Okay. Well, that depends. It's a matter of willingness to risk their life and being distracted. Right, you're always going to be distracted. And also, you can see, because the frustration of almost doing something is like a big tsar. Okay, I'm not, I hear, but I'm not convinced. But what if they sell the lady? Says, he says, no. This is mutter limkar lipidion shruyem. This is usser limkar lipidion shruyem. The dominant makes it usser. Okay, why would the davening it make it more usser? Right? Each stage, you're trying to figure out if it's an answer. Why would more usser if you daven than if you don't daven? So what does Beis Hillel explain? Beis Hillel says, what is Tosos basically saying? Let me say this a little sharper. Tosos says, if you built a shul and daven in it, that's not even worth discussing in our Gemara. Our Gemara discusses, could you use money? Could you sell sticks and stones? Could you sell a building? But once you've daven someplace, it's not even up for discussion. Like, it's not even a hot meeting. It's not worth discussing. Why not? Radio says, because psychologically, when you daven, no one would ever sell. It's not even worth discussion. This is all a psychological, this is all psychological cheshbonos. That's what he says here. Achi is foulable. He us vading darkum limkar. I feel a bit intrusive. Obviously, it's not the derech to sell once you daven it. That's awesome. But the radio says, no, it's an itter. Why would it be more of an itter after you start davening than before you start davening? Here it's not so clear. Why would you be more of an answer after you start davening before you start davening? I could. So I think it's Pasha that this basically says. The Gemara Megillah asks, the Yerushalmi Megillah asks, when is Beis Knesset Kaddish? Right? Okay, the Lashon Yerushalmi is always a little hard, I admit. I don't apologize, I just admit. Adkan Shabbat, Shabbat Yel Shem Beis Knesset, Shem Chaser Vikdi Shemahu. What if they built a regular room and then were matching it for a shul? When does it become kadosh? It's kadosh. The aim masai kadosha miyader b'shasa tashmish miyader when you actually use it for davening. Shmiyim nada, etc. Mishim ishtamish b'hem aser. Okay, it only becomes kadosh when you use it. Okay, that's taking a slightly different case, I admit. When you matish a shul, not when you build it originally. But forget about this shalit. Something only becomes kadosh when you lose it. Someone give me a halachic phrase, a three-word halachic phrase, which you find in the Gemara in many places, the Bavli in many places, and the Shulchan Aruch, that something's not kadosh when you use it. Hazman alav milsa, right? Hazman alav milsa. If I make a tefillin zekel, I embroider tefillin on it, etc., I can use it to hold money until I put tefillin in it once. Then, once I've used it, Hazman alav milsa. Setting it aside and counting, only using it makes it kadosh. I can make a fancy mantle for a sefer Torah, and then I can turn it into a dress for my little kid. And so I put it on the sefer Torah. Once I use it, now it becomes kadosh, etc. So the hazman alav milsa. So we're gonna do pshat. Let's just do hazman alav milsa. So it says they can only do that pshat. The pshat is that the Hazman alav milsa, there's no kedusha in the chetza until we dominate it. Once it's deep in the chetza, Hazman alav milsa, of course, you can't use it in the shuyim. Okay, that's not meaning. Once we use it, what's the svara? Because now you have kedusha hachetza al yedei shimush. But if you built it, there's no kedusha hachetza because Hazmana lav milsa. Ah, so why can I only use it for a mitzvah and not for secular purposes? Let's say I put money for a shul. Can I use it for secular purposes? Can I use it to build a baseball field? No. But that's because of the mitzvah. That's because of the neder of the money. This money has a neder to be used for a shul. There's two different difference. The reason what he's saying is that there's two different isurim going on here. One is someone was no different use this money for a shul. So therefore, you can't use it for different home, but you can use it for different mitzvah. There's a different mitzvah, especially from one mitzvah to another. That's until you use it. Once you use it, one is kushta hefta, that is not switchable. That's what the Beis HaLevi said. Kushta hefta is not flexible. But over here, you have only a din neder, meaning it was sanctified, set aside for something. But there's no kushta hefta. The money is no kushta hefta. There's only a din neder, and if there's only a din neder, then that is flexible. After all, I pledge it for one mitzvah, but I can use it for another mitzvah. So that's what in this posture you interpret those two ways. Obviously, Rabbi Yonah was not impressed. Rabbi Yonah thinks none of this all just psychological observation of Derek Adam, but the Beis HaLevi says no. Shana Tosfos thinks something halachic here, not just something psychological. And how logically, once you daven it, it's different. Why is it different? Because that's Manolav Milsa, but Shemush is Milsa. That's the only way it is Milsa. Therefore, once it's Kedusha Hefta, there's nothing to talk about. Once it's Kedusha Hefta, there's no way to use it for anything else. Even the Maskana might just be that it's not there for the other to sell it, if you assume Tosfos is not the Rambam. Well, this, yeah, that's a Pashut shot. Okay, all right.
Just on a practical level, what? If we didn't mean, obviously, it's supposed to have to be true. Meaning, otherwise, what? You would never tell any clever? What stage is there past or endowment?
Right. That's what the Beis HaLevi says. The Beis HaLevi says, like, Tosfos has to be right because, what do you mean? That it says you can't tear it down until, unless you want to say for Tosfos, the Havmina is that you can never. Or they still say the Beis HaLevi says better. He says, obviously, it has to be right. Because if you're worried that you'll just sell the second shul for Pidyon Shvuyim, then you would have also sold the first shul for Pidyon Shvuyim, so you haven't lost anything. That's where Tosfos is coming from. He said, what does the Gemara mean, even if you build it? After all, if we're worried you'll sell a built shul, then you also would have sold the first built shul, so you haven't lost anything. So it seems like you have to agree with Tosfos, which doesn't bother me. I never said we. Anyone disagree with Tosfos? Unless you want to say the Gemara is doing where you don't get observing. If you're going to start worrying about weird scenarios, then it's just silly because then worry about everything and then nothing makes sense. No, but Tosfos within the Havmina, the Rambam might also agree. Even in the Havmina, they knew that, they just didn't know this. Even the Havmina, they knew it's possible, they just didn't know about it. Okay, last part of the Gemara says the Gemara. Below Amran Ella Lochazvichio. That's only if you don't see it's collapsing. Lochazvichio, if you see there's cracks and it's collapsing, Sashriyabani, you can take it down and then rebuild it again. Ron and Megillah says to the Goch Nefesh, and the Rush says because, like, you don't really have another good option. He saw that there was cracks in the foundation or whatever they had in those days of the shul in Maspachetia, Sothri, so he had to demolish it and rebuild it. But he adds something, the Rambam Paskin is not lucky, right? What does the Rambam say? They have to build like demons, right? They have to build day and night as fast as they can. He got to this war, but Ailokri, he brought his bed in there. Well, Afke, the mountain is Shvifi, and he didn't bring his bed out until they finished the whole thing and even put the gutters on the roof. What does this mean? This is totally Amigas Hasidus that he did, but he says, I want to make sure they rebuild it, meaning really Chazal made Xerah, we're afraid they might be Poshea. But over here, the Xerah can't apply to the Tegiwa, but I'm still worried about Shia. So instead of Chazal Xerah, I'll make my own clever trick, my own Eitza. His Eitza was, he put his bed there, and everyone's like, no, we want the rabbi to go home. The rabbi's uncomfortable, we feel bad for him, it's hostage, the rabbi's sleeping there. Therefore, they finished it really quickly, so the rabbi would move back, home. Okay, Tosfos here has a side question. Time when you get a chance, please. He has a side question, which is nothing to do with Erisuda. But how could Rabbi Ashi sleep in shul? It's also a sleep in shul. Well, Amr, Father Ignatius, Ain't Yashane, the handle of Shane is terrible. if I was in sleep and shiver, that's close to kasha. And he says, there's an easy answer according to Rashi, because what does Rashi say in Megillah? He says, what does the word say in Megillah? It says, shuls and tinek are built outside. Okay, we're not sure what it means built outside. What does Rashi say it means? Shuls and tinek are built outside. What does Rashi say the design means? In Megillah? Yeah. What is Rashi say? Close to quotes here. Here is a culture sasam. Now we know that you know how to design the ultimate shosim and mechnasim, etc. Water, it's water to use it. You can eat and drink, right? Like in a lot of shuls nowadays, right? They have a bar mitzvah there, and they have a, you know, a kiddush there, and whatever. And okay, so but the kiss and bevel will build. I'll deny that you're allowed to eat and drink there, and also sleep there. What's the difference, right? And Rav Ashi lived in Bavel, not to Machasi, in Bavel. Shalom al Yisrael, no problem. That's Rashi's answer, that it's built out tonight. Tosos just doesn't like Rashi's sheet about tonight. Why? Because Tosos says it's against a Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Ravina and Ravada were learning from Rava, and they started reading on them. They went to school. And they said we didn't go to shul to protect ourselves from the rain. We didn't go into shul just to use it to get out of the rain. We went into shul to learn because we couldn't learn in the rain and we needed to learn. And therefore, Shemitah needs good weather. Learning needs good weather. And therefore, we went in order to learn. And obviously, learning is a good reason to go to shul. And they were in Babel. Ravina and Rav Ada were in Babel. So there's no heter to use shuls in Babel for secular purposes. Oh, what's the Tanai? So it is Tosos hold the Tanai is. Staying with my clothes is Rashi and Tosos. Tosos says the Tanai is what? That only when it's just when it collapses, then you can use it, but not while it's standing. Okay, here is an interesting machlokas. What about the Tanai of the Bate Kinesios in Bavel? That Rashi Mutter. Right, mutter leshtamesh bahen v'yishuvan. It's a funny word. That's the word we shouldn't use when they're yishuv, when they're still dead, when they're standing. And also says v'yishuvan aser, but before banan mutter. The Mishnah Brura brings down an interesting side effect of this machlokes. I was trying to think if you could disagree with that. I didn't think it was a good part to disagree with him. Mr. Warren, the Bureau of Lakha says, I have a very simple question. Why only Bavel? Why only Bavel? What is it to Bavel? Why not Israel? I don't mean why only Bavel and not China, because they hadn't discovered America yet. Why only Bavel and not Israel? Why only Bavel and not Israel? Who has an easier time answering why only Bavel?
Temporary shuls in Chutz La'aretz.
Right, Rashi or Tosos? That's the for Tosos, it makes a lot of sense why it's only Bavel. Why? Because while the shul is active, of course you can't eat or drink or go in there to play games and be safe in the rain or sleep or etc. Of course you can't use it for your personal secular purposes while it's standing. The only question is, does the Kedusha last even after it's destroyed? Then we understand it never lived there. But the Eretz Yisrael is the eternal homeland of the Jewish people. A shul in Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be forever. Because the Jews are supposed to live in Israel forever. Therefore, you can't make that tonight the Kedusha should end. But in Bavel, with all due respect, Jews aren't supposed to be in Bavel forever. Right? Used to be, I have to say, with all due respect to the administration and the bosses and people who pay my salary to YU, Jews aren't supposed to be in Chutz La'aretz forever. No, I don't have to say that because the president of YU says that all the time and then he agrees. That Jews, it's just that you need a YU anymore. But Jews aren't supposed to be in Babel forever. A shul in Babel is not supposed to be permanent because Jews aren't supposed to live there permanently. We don't belong in Babel. Therefore, it makes sense. In Israel, you can't make a tonight that's temporary shul because it's supposed to be permanent. I'll be hashkafat haTorah. I'll be din of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But in Bavel, then the Jews are only supposed to be there temporarily. And therefore, you can make it tonight to say the Kedusha is only temporary because the Jewish connection to this piece of land is only temporary. So then it makes a lot of sense. Nika. You look. In Bavel, let Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, Mahani tonight. The tonight works. In Eretz Yisrael, lo Mahani tonight. Why? Because you can't say the shul is temporary in Eretz Yisrael because the Jews are supposed to be there permanently and Jews have shul. And that point of the Jews is to be open Hashem and you're open at the shul. And therefore, tonight doesn't work. For Rashi, it's a little tricky. If the tonight is that even while they're davening there, I can do whatever I want in the building, then why is there a difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael? Either way, we've just been a shop person, now I'm making a bat mitzvah there. So, says the Bir Halacha, I don't know if he has a makor for this, but says the Bir Halacha, one of them is in bracket, the long one, he says, you have to answer, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha. Interesting side effect. He says, you have to say that Medina Mehani Tnai, Bain Be Bavel, Bain Be Eretz Yisrael. There's no difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara never says there's a difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. He quotes all the Achronim who say there's a difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. He says, Shulchan Aruch says, in Eretz Yisrael, Tnai doesn't work. Right? He says, that's the Shulchan Aruch, and and many Achronim, but says the Mishnah Berurah that many true according to Tosos, it can't be true according to Rashi. According to Rashi, what's the difference? If it works in one place to work in at the time, if it's nice, says something, and while it's a shul, I can use it. What's the difference between the bubble or it's a It's not about permanence. It's about right now, and therefore he makes a big finish. According to Rashi, you just have to say that the Bavel Nohagu Lahasnos. Is man chazal and the Eretz Yisrael lo nagu lahasnos. It's not a halachic, philosophical, historical difference. It's just like nowadays, right? You're a yeshiva yid in Eretz Yisrael. You're a lot more matnir than if you're a yeshiva yid in Chutzlaretz. People in Israel are holier than people in Chutzlaretz. And therefore, in Bavel, where they weren't so holy, they wanted to use all the kulas they could, and they built all their shul about Tanai and Eretz Yisrael. Jews, they were very holy and very bachrim and hugging, and so they wanted to do everything with a hajim and a hajim, and they didn't build it outside. But the difference is just coincidental, sociological, and minhag, and now then that's the finish of the Shavur, which I think makes sense.
Then you would be able to do that. Why can't you do that nowadays?
And you can! As a matter of fact, that's when the Shavur is. Let me be very honest, for all I waxed eloquent about how from all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are nowadays, Lemaisa, people are pretty making shuls in Eretz Yisrael also. And that's the Mishnah Berurah discusses. If you look through the whole Siman, he brings down all the people say, really, even in Eretz Yisrael, and a lot of the modern day post in Eretz Yisrael say, really, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's not work. They just didn't do it in the old days, but nowadays we do. And really, in the Chalal, even though it's against the Shepherd and many Achronim, the Maisa, the modern day Achronim, or Machria, I forget if there was. I think I saw Rosh Hashanah, and I just don't want to say because I might be confusing someone else. Yeah, nowadays we're so much on the sheep in the Eretz Yisrael, it works. And that would make sense. So much on Rashi, meaning the Manashah. Think in Chutzal Aret, we're so much on the sheep that we build Al Tanai and we have bar mitzvahs there even while still standing. Then, according to Mishnah Berurah's Cheshbon, then it makes equal sense to be making on Eretz Yisrael. Because maybe we are so much on Rashi. So, might as well be making on Eretz Yisrael also. That's what Mishnah Berurah says.
Even in the main,
all the main sanctuary, or the. Okay. It depends which shul, some shul. There are plenty of shuls, but even the main sanctuary, it's not so sanctified. Okay, bye.
For the little candies.
What?
For the little candies, they eat the main sanctuary
sometimes. That is true, which is that's a big shayla. Even places where they don't have hermits in the main sanctuary, how can you eat the candies? Okay, yes, fine. Maybe you shouldn't. But you go tell the kid not to eat the candies in the main sanctuary. Yeah, okay, thank you. Just we want to ask Tosa's question. So Tosa's question was, Tosa's, by the way, okay, I don't want to get into this. Tosa had a kasha on Rashi. Rabin and Rav Ada were machmer not to go into the shul just to get out of the rain in Babel, so that shows against Rashi. So I found two answers to Rishonim. The Ran answered by sort of compromising Rashi. You know, I don't know if this is what Rashi means. No, Rashi only meant to mishtamish to them like the shasat sorif, the shasat kach, when necessary, not just for no reason. That's why Ravina Ravada wouldn't have gone in for no reason. But the easier shot is what the Gosa Shiri answers for Rashi. Says Ravina Ravada were just not throwing themselves more than they required. They were doing the finisher chadin. They said we wouldn't go to a shul just for personal reasons. It was the finisher chadin. Okay, so you can defend Rashi. You're not worried about that now. Let's just ask the question. Taka, why was Rav Ashi, right? Rav Ashi, he slept in shul. How is he allowed to sleep in shul? So one answer is Rashi in Megillah. He doesn't address Rashi directly, but he says that Tanai is matter. But if we assume like Tosas, that's not true. What is Tosas' answer?
Next door on the empty room.
Tosas says that it was next to the shul. It wasn't really in shul. It was next to the shul. Says Tosos la'dachal av mamish beis kness lo b'samach beis kness. What is samach beis kness? What do you mean samach beis kness? Put his bed outdoor samach beis kness? That makes no sense. Then building the shul won't protect it. Then building the shul won't be covered up. No, Tosos now makes a chiddush. Every shul had a social hall. That's what he means. Some of it. Every shul in this chazal had a social hall, and he put his bed in the social hall. But they were building the whole thing together. They weren't going to build each room separately. It was one big building. And what's supposed to prove through the social hall? Of course, this is circular logic. Because it says in Arvi Pesachim that the orchid, the guests, would, the travelers, would eat in shul. Oh, but you're not allowed to eat in shul? So it must be that there was a social hall and after the orchid ate. So therefore, he slept in the social hall. Okay, not next to shul, how to work. Next to shul in the social hall. That's Tosas finished. Tosas basically is very inaccurate. The other Rishonim of the other answers. What does the Rav Yon Hagosa Shiri say? Hagosa Shiri quotes the Rav Yon, if I'm not mistaken, and says in on our Masechet, he says, Rav Yon. It's mutter for a mitzvah. Mutter litzorech mitzvah. It's also for non-mitzvah purposes, but it's mutter for mitzvah. Even if that was the time, it's mutter for mitzvah purposes, and it's the mitzvah to get them to mitzvahs and build the shul. And the Mordechai right here says something almost the same as totally different. First, he brings out Tosos, then he quotes from the Reed. Then, hold on, Rabbi Yitzhak, the Lutzorah base Kness is also called Dabar. Right? What did the Mordechai say? The Shane Reed. He says, Mutter, Lutzorah base Kness. Right? He says, meaning, I guess he's not willing to commit himself, it's Mutter to sleep at even shul for any mitzvah. But for the needs of the shul itself, it's for sure mother. And over here, he wasn't just doing it for any other mitzvah. He was doing it to get them to build the shul. So therefore, it's not of these dayums to the shul, it's not a lack of comfort to the shul to sleep there if you're sleeping there in order to help the shul. And then he says, that's why they did a minute, they sleep the shul Yom Kippur night. Because on Yom Kippur, they would light a lot of candles to burn the light in shul. And they were afraid that the candles might fall and burn down the shul. So people had to stay in shul all night to keep an eye on the candles. And therefore, since it was the special, it was mutter.
And so, to do that mitzvah would be, the travelers coming in and meeting the shul. That mitzvah is not matter. To do that mitzvah thing.
Wait, you're talking about the Rav Yoh?
Yeah.
The Rav Yoh says any mitzvah. His example is he thinks they would eat the suda of Ibra Chodesh in shul. The suda of deciding whether they don't eat one, they would eat in shul. Okay, why did the Suda decide to make a leap month? Because when they decided to make a leap month, they would make a big Suda to publicize the count that they made a leap month, so that you can even show so we'll call any Suda's mitzvah. Okay, he wants a Suda's mitzvah, what is it? Okay, now I'm talking now. The Mordechai thing would say not. He would say only for Tzorah Beis Knesset. I don't know if he would pay for any mitzvah, only for Tzorah Beis Knesset. The Meiri actually, something a little similar, he says, because here he's doing it for the covenant shul. It sounds like
it was similar to the Warren Act.
But it's not. If I'm doing a mitzvah person by letting an oreach sleep in the shul, is that also? Because the rabbi's not doing the mitzvah by sleeping in the shul. I'm doing the mitzvah by posting the sleeper.
Ah, so would he say the same thing? Meaning, what about the orchid? Where did the orchid eat? Yes. So would he say the achnasas orchid is mutter and shul, because that's the sort of mitzvah achnasas orchid? The answer is... I'm not sure.
Well, I need to go through where I'm stuck with the rabbi.
Yeah, so the answer is I'm not sure. Maybe he'll can find Rav Yoel would be clearer, but maybe not. Okay. Anyway, so these are ways to defend Ravina. I just want to, I just want to point out there is a famous machlokas. I'm not promising it, but there's a famous machlokas. What's the nature of the kedusha of the shul that you're not allowed to use it for secular purposes? Or certainly for non-serious purposes, college rules. What's the nature of the kedusha of the shul? The famous three of the folks have shown in the Ramban and the Ran and the Urayim. The Ran of Megillah quotes the Ramban, who says that the kedusha of the Knesset is Tashmishi Mitzvah. What else are Tashmishi Mitzvah that we know of? Lulav and Esrog. Etc. Sukta. What's the rule of Tashmishi Mitzvah? Then it's broken. Once you finish using them, you can throw them in the garbage and do whatever you want. Right? Tashmishi Mitzvah, just while you're using the mitzvah, it's respectable. It's a mitzvah, like the Gemara says about Memelikin, about using the light of Hanukkah candles, forgetting all more for now. What does the Gemara say? Using the light of Hanukkah candles, count money, is like doing kisa down with your foot. It's disrespecting a mitzvah. And that's why we don't eat or smell the Esrog and Hadas, respectively, during Sukkot, and that's why we don't use the Sukkot decorations for secular purposes during Sukkot, etc. Okay, respect the mitzvah of Shaitan. So, if you, what is the Kedushas based Knesset? One day is Ramban. He says it's Tashmishi Mitzvah. Okay, there's no chiddush there. Like, obviously, it's Tashmishi Mitzvah. Use it for a mitzvah. I guess you might have thought, you're not using it for a mitzvah. You're just sitting in it. It's using it for a mitzvah. Give me a break. It's not like saying, well, if I go to my living room to shake lulav and esrog, my living room's not Tashmishi Mitzvah. I know, because that's coincidence. But the mitzvah is not linked to that. That's more like a sukkah. I go into it because the mitzvah is in a certain place. Okay, Tashmishi Mitzvah. The Ran disagrees. And the Ran says it's more than Tashmishi Mitzvah, because what's the difference? What's the classic contrast in Halachot Or Chaim? Tashmishi Mitzvah or Mizrachim, when you finish using them, you throw them in the garbage. Even though, by the way, we have a Chumrah, which is not found in Shas, from the Ramah. And the Achronim, that even though Tashmishi Mitzvah or Mizrachim, you shouldn't be Mavazah them directly. Therefore, even though you can throw out the Rulav and Esrog afterwards, you know, you wrap it up in a, you know, some people save the deferment of chametz, because there's an Indian to do one, to do another. So you wrap it up in a bag and before you throw it out, etc. Even though you throw out your stock after sukkahs, you don't step on it. You put it, you know, nicely in the, you know, in the dumpster where everyone put their trimmings, you know, their tree branches or whatever. Okay, but there's no kedusha whatsoever. You can certainly take your lulav and esrog and schach afterwards and put it in your fireplace to make a nice fire for secular purposes. That's obviously what you can make your esrog into jam. And nowadays, not so practical, but theoretically. Now, however, what's not Mizrachim? Tashmishi Mitzvah Mizrachim, but Tashmishi Kedusha. What's Tashmishi Kedusha, classically? Fill in and Mezuzah and Sefer Torah, right? Meaning, Kisvei HaKodesh, or Kvas Tashmishi Kedusha, even Tashmishi, even the mantle of the Torah, and even the bottom of the tefillin, etc., and we're machmir even the zekel of the tefillin, the case, what do you call it? Zekel in English? Yeah, the bag, the tefillin bag. We're machmir even the tefillin bag, although it's not so poshut, etc. And the Aron Kodesh, okay, says the Ran, that a shul is Tashmishi Kedusha. says the Ran, but why is it Tashmishi Kedusha? After all, the shul is it's not a sefer Torah. It's not fill-in, etc. It's just a. It's mishnah kedusha midrabanan. Why? Because what do you do in shul during davening that you don't do at home? Okay, but that's what he says. What else? Ein pachas meisara. Davish kedusha. You say davish kedusha, kaddish kedusha, baruch, etc. Now, again, that's not a physical thing. It says midrabanan. It's the place where davish kedusha. They made it davish kedusha. There's no reason why giving your heart. It's a place where you say davish kedusha. Okay, so there's the Ran. It's Hashmishay Kedusha Midrabanan. Watch the Dabar Shabbat Kedusha. The Rav had a whole part where, well, this is going to tie into the Rav says, no, you know why there's Kedusha in the base Knesset? Because, okay, you might not be surprised to know, according to the Rav, the Ikar of Judaism is what? Which mitzvah of the 613? Right, the Ikar is the learning Torah. Says the Rav, a shul is a place to daven, but the Ikar Kedusha of a shul comes from the fact that, and he's the Daik of the Rambam, it's a place that houses the Sefer Torah. And the real Kedusha of a shul comes from the Sefer Torah. So he said, I think he also mentioned the Rabbanan perhaps, or from the many Rishonim. The Daik of the Kedusha flows not from the exactly same Dabar Shabbat Kedusha, the Sefer Baruch Hu, and Talish Kedusha, but the fact that it's centered around the Sefer Torah. Everyone agrees it houses the Sefer Torah, but normally, something that holds something, holds the Sefer Torah, not talking about the Sefer Torah, not the Sefer Torah. But the Rav said, no, but since the definition of a shul is a place for the Sefer Torah, and matter of fact, the Rav took that further, and said, you know, I'd make some Ekdash Tash. The Luchas have risks. Why do you think Ekdash for Kodesh in the shul? It's a shul, and we have the Sefer Torah. And the Beis HaMikdash has the Luchas have risks. The Rav was very, very into Chatzah Shalom.
What are you doing by Cheney?
What?
What are you doing by Cheney?
What are they doing by Cheney? The Rav has a diok in the Rambam. That, where were the Luchas of Bris and Bai Cheney?
Hidden underground.
The Rambam that Bai Cheney was only a Chalos Beit HaMikdash because the Luchas of Bris were Nignizu in the cellar by under the floor, someplace hidden by Cheney. But Lu Yitzuri, the Luchas of Bris were not Nignizu someplace in the compound. It wouldn't have to do with Bais HaMikdash. Okay, that's the Rambam. How is Krik Mahal? We're not getting to that now. Matter topic, but that's the Uragim goes even further. Than this, yes. Yeah.
Right,
where's the Rav? Okay. It's definitely written down somewhere. Where's the Rav? I don't know. I'll find it. When I was in Wyoming, the Rav hadn't written anything yet.
I remember correctly, it's in one of the yard sites.
But he had not yet begun the main stage of the writing. You know what the Rav said. But I'm sure it's I'll find it. Lean enter. Okay, the Uraim goes even further. Says the Uraim, he seems pretty clear, two mitzvos. The Uraim basically says that a shul has kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the shita of the Uraim. He says in the midst of Me'ilah behektish, meaning the Isra Me'ilah behektish, that's to change the upper lehamas ben behektish, tach us lehamim vatsik vesikas vatsik midrashos, shes jachlo tefila drashos, shes gam behektish. It's hektish. Therefore, he says, it's even usher if they knock down a shul to use the dirt and the stone, the cult of our hektish, because shall say kainay. Likewise, the Mishra Moramikah, he says, that Yoresel Ratsiva, the Kanish of the Mikdash of the Sekhesel of the Sam Midra, Sheyinavar Mora Vekibod. Now, again, I admit someone will say to me in the array, and he blurs the lines in the rice of the Rabbans more than some other show, true. But here it's very explicit. What did the array say? More mikdash, your race of Elkecha Tziva. Hashem commanded you, when you go to a mikdash or shul or base medrash, to be known by more of a kibbutz. But it only says base on mikdash. So he says, Pasha, but see you make the cast base on mikdash, and base medrash, and you mikdash. As it says, that. And he quotes a drasha, not because y'all hilahem mikdash, a mikdash ma, not just nothing. Bashimosi, he quotes a pra, Bashimosi is mikdash shechem, mikdash shechem, it says mikdash shechem instead of mikdash. The rabbis thought they see us above into midrasha, said no, the drasha is a possible, the extra mikdash shechem. After all, we only have one base of mikdash at a time, right? And only one plate. So I have mikdash shechem. So the Urim really sounds like no. It is.
Isn't that the Rambam who wrote some Rebbe?
And he definitely sounds like it'd be Doraisa. This definitely ties into the Rambam. So the Rambam says it's also Doraisa to destroy the shul. Now, being also to destroy doesn't necessarily mean that it has to do so. You might have to be disrespectful and blasphemous to destroy. But put it together with Kitzekon, it's yourself to destroy. Put it together, it makes itself to destroy. The Rambam doesn't say it's also Doraisa to use the shul for secular purposes. He doesn't say it's also Doraisa to disrespect the shul. But nonetheless, the Rambam fits in with the range. He said he compares shul to base a mikdash to the issue of destruction, even though not for the kedusha of respect. But you might say that he agrees with this as well. You might. But the we can put the Rambam is certainly similar to the shita of the Rambam we had earlier today about destroying the shul. So we have three different shitas as to how come the future of the shul is. Is it really like a base a mikdash? Which is like the Etzem Hekdesh, or is it Nomi Darbonin similar to Kedusha? Do you say Darbonin or Kedusha, or does it have to take the Torah? I'm going to run completely soon. Or do you say it's just a Shmishe Mitzvah? Okay, and it's just a matter of respect for a Mitzvah. Okay, the Ron's main discussion there is what about when you finish using it? For the Ramban, we understand when you finish using it, why it's not Kedusha anymore. I mean, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, you have to work it out. Clear and bottom, once you finish using it, it should have no future whatsoever. And he said, why some restrictions still apply. Further on, even when you finish using it, it should have full kedusha. So he explained why some of them can be nifkaim. Holiday pigyon. Lemaisa, okay, this is a very famous machlokes rishonim. It's hard to say exactly what that has to do with Arisoya, but I would just make the ha'ara that clearly the more seriously you took this kedusha, the less likely you'd be to permit Rav Ashi to sleep in shul. Like, for example, if you're the Iranian and you say, Mamasha Beit HaMikdash, Mora Mikdash at Isser Me'ila, I don't think anyone's, then you would probably be like Tosos and say, of course you didn't sleep in shul, you just left near the shul. If you're more like the Ramban, you say, oh, it's just Hashmishe Mitzvah, it's just a matter of respect, you shouldn't be Mavaza Mitzvah by using it for secular purposes, then I think it's possible you say, you know, it's not for secular purposes, but certainly for the cover of the shul, what can be valuable? What can you take? It's not valuable. So I think that, you know, the more mockery you are in the Etzem Kedusha, the more mockery you're likely to be and when you're allowed to sleep in and when you're not. But it's hard to say for sure, so we'll just leave that as a ha'ara and a nice bikias that we should all be familiar with. And we will go on in the Gemara. Said the Gemara then. According to our Tritha, how could Bab Meduta tell Hordas to destroy the Beit HaMikdash first and then rebuild it? Don't you have to build it and destroy it? We all know, right? You know, basis for Jewish history, right? The Beit HaMikdash that we talk about all over Chazal and the Kotel that we see, etc., and the Beit HaMikdash driving historians, was the Binyan Hordas who really made it much, much bigger than it was until then. And he built lots of other things there at Strel that we see. But Amr Chista Lo Lister Inshi Bechista and Bani Bechista Krisi. So we have two answers. By saying to you, they maybe saw that it was collapsing. When it's collapsing, it's lutter. By saying, I'm a Chus Hashani Lo Hadur Bei, or maybe different. If the Xeris Bishom Shia, obviously this makes sense to Shia. Shia means they might not build it. A regular person might have built something, but a king always does what he said. A little funny. Not the way we're used to politicians. But okay, maybe kings are different. They never go back in their words. Amar Shmueli, Amar Malchus, not they never go back in their word. They never go back in their word. They say they're going to do an impressive building project because they want to impress people. And if the Mizraim for them, if the king said, I'm going to build a 30-story building, and he doesn't, he said he's lying to the king, so he'd never go back on his word. The Avi and Masorah from Shmueli, Amar Malchus, Akar Maturi, Upper to the Malchus said, I'm going to upward the mountain. They will upward the mountain. We'll hunger and we'll... and won't retract. Okay, so we get it to work with Rav Chista. What is the story of Bava Ben Buta Bechlau? So let's just start the story. You know, we're not going to be buying too much of it. Bava Ben Hordas of the Beis Hashmonai. Now, Hordas was an Eved of the Hashmonai kings. Not saying of also Tinokas. He fell in love with one girl from his master's family. Yomachad, but there's not much you can do about it, but Yomachad, Shamo Gar Basko. One day here to Basko, the Oracle, after the Marhashka Matzah, any Evid who rebels today will succeed. So he saw it as a sign of the Shemayim. He went and he killed all his masters. He killed the whole family. Bashari Lahayunuta just left that girl because he wanted to marry her and then continue the dynasty. Now, if he continued the dynasty, the Hashmonaim, he'd be the last. He'd be the chain of the progenitor of the rest of the Hashmonaim because he'd marry the last girl. Agav, we all know this famous Ramban al Torah. Okay, what? What did the Hashmonaim do to deserve their slave of rebelling and killing them all? So there are the truth is there are many possible answers, such as the story in say, like most of them came to Duke, etc. But the Ramban al Torah famously says, no, the answer has to do with the Ethel Malchus, because the Ramban thinks that Lo Yosser Shein Mihuda is an Isser, not just a Haftaka. And it's Usser to have non-Shein Yehuda kings. They violated that Isser, and therefore they deserve to end their kingdom, and that's how they did it. Anyway, did his plot succeed? When that girl saw he wanted to marry her, Saltul the Igra, she went up to the roof where Rama called Rama and raised her voice and shouted, anyone from now on in history who says I'm from the Chashmonaic family is really an Eved. Not only is he not a king, he's an Eved. Why? Because no one left but me, this girl. And this girl jumped off the roof and committed suicide, and then she jumped off the roof and killed herself. And that's why we have Masorah nowadays that poor just didn't marry anyone. There were no Chashmonaim left, and anyone who said they're Chashmonaim, but could destruct the fool, being thinking was, is really, and Evan is not even Roy Lavo Bikahal. Tamna Shevashim Medusha, he preserved her for 7 years in honey, which is a preservative. Ingedami Bala, some people say he had relations with her while he preserved her for 7 years in honey, which obviously is a little disgusting, but he was a disgusting guy. Igadami Lobala, some people say no, he just looked at her, but he didn't do anything to her. Dami Lobala had the Tamil Suba in his face, so the one who said that he had relations with her after she was dead for 7 years, the reason he preserved her body was to indulge his ether and have relations with her. Dami Lobala had the Tamil given them about smell, and said, but if he didn't do anything, then why did he preserve her? Why did he just bury her, get rid of her body? The answer is, he wants to like fool people to catch a glimpse of her here and there, and so they'll think he married the princess. So he wanted to like fool people into thinking that she was alive in the house. Okay, Amar, man darsh bikarach ha-simolech melech says, who's the one who darshin bikarach ha-chechel ha-simolech ha-melech? Right? Who says you can't have an eved be a melech? It has to be bikarach ha-chechel. Tosus points out, or it's explicit, a goy can't be a king, bikarach ha-chechel. But who's the one who interprets the Torah Shavapah that an Eved doesn't count? Because you might have thought an Eved does count. Rabbanu, the rabbis, basically all the rabbis were saying he's not a valid king because he's an Eved. Come cut the Kula Rabbanu. So he killed all the rabbis. Shavki the Bump Ben Buta, he only left Bump Ben Buta in order to ask advice from him. He said, I need one guy to advise me in case I get in trouble. So he left Bump Ben Buta. But Ahadale Kwila Diyali, however, he put a crown of skin from a certain kind of lizard that I don't know exactly what it's called, which poked out his eyes, that had sharp tongues of some sort on it, quills on it, maybe porcupine. Right, many of the parts of say the anok is a porcupine. I don't know if any of you have been one. Yes, we have. Okay, so he put a crown of porcupine skin on him, which poked at his eyes. Okay, it's a little unclear why he didn't just like poke at his eyes. Either, you know, maybe this was a way that people used to poke out people's eyes in the old days, or maybe, you know, he like it was a trick. He says, here's this very, very fucking thing, which is a very fucking thing, and he somehow made it defective in the way that it would poke at his eyes, but somehow he poked at his eyes. Yom Achad Us V'yastiv. Okay, we're not going to take a long time finishing this, but it's already late, so maybe we'll have to finish it next time. So we'll spend a few next time just finishing up this Agata, making a few ha'aros on this Agata. But be'etzen, and we'll spend 5 minutes on Minhag HaMedina. Be'etzen, next time you'll get into the Sugya of Lafika. Right, the next year we'll really deal with. You see those. Three lines, Lafika from Nafala Kotel, Abakam Albanim Shal Shnehem, Shita Bahuli. This goes back to Tosfos on Beit Gamal Aleph, which you said we'll get back to. which analyzes this. So basically, we'll go to Tosos on dot Bezanov de Bremapir Fika. Most of Shonen discuss the Lefikach right here. So we'll start with the Gemara through that Lefikach, with Tosos on the Lefikach, and the Ramban on the Lefikach. And then I'll send out some more Rishonim and you know about that later. Notice also in Tosos Beis Hanan is where we can enter the Gilgamesh. You know what? Let me erase the irrelevant parts. So again, next time will be Monday, we will finish up. Agata and mostly analyze the line of the Peacock starting with Tosos and the Gilgamesh there is actually a very important coach urine. Adap Aleph will answer the Gilgamesh Kasha. And what all the other Rishonim say about the Lefika, right here. Okay, be the video.
Bednarz. The porcupine is so that he couldn't come close to him. Nobody wants to come close to those.